Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing. Good morning. I am Tina McIntosh, and I am joined in studio this morning by Terry House, who has been on the show before. Terry, you are the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Harrison Terrace, correct?
That's correct.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me back.
So we are going to talk a little bit about, there's a hot topic right now about music therapy, and particularly with dementia and Alzheimer's. I know that my Facebook, you know, inbox, that's not the right way to say it. My Facebook page, when I open it up, I've had several videos on there lately about music therapy. And so it just seems to be the thing people are talking about with dementia.
Right.
Can you address what music therapy is and what it does for patients?
Well, music has power. Everyone loves to listen to music. You've got your favorite radio stations. You download music to your iPod. People are listening to music all the time. But for folks who have dementia or Alzheimer's disease, it can spark a great outcome for them. It can take them back to a happy time, a fond memory. We find that it can shift moods. It can manage stress. It can calm someone down and, you know, just invoke a happy time and have a real calming effect on persons who are suffering from dementia.
How do we do that at home too? I mean, you know, is that something where you actually put headphones or earbuds, you know, I would imagine headphones are probably better for folks, but headphones on someone, or do you just play it generally in the house? Or
I think it can work a lot of different ways. You know, a lot of times in our facility, you know, we will give someone, you know, headphones. It kind of serves two purposes. It can mute the other sounds that might be distracting and be causing agitation to that person, and really help them focus in on the music and the sounds that are soothing and calming. And you can really gear the music to what their preferences are in, you know, terms of what, you know, type of music, the era of music, and, you know, volume and things like that when, you know, you are using the headphones.
Well, and this has to do with the fact, you know, when someone has Alzheimer's in particular, they lose their short-term memory and get to retain the long-term memory. So it just makes sense that the music you listen to growing up,
right,
is the music that speaks to you now. And I love, you know, you talk about the energy of the music. Yeah, think about it. You're driving in the car and it's a nice spring day and you roll down the windows and you usually find yourself putting on something that kind of pumps you up a little bit more.
Right, right. Something that energizes you, yeah, and makes you feel happy when you're driving along. So
right. But if I'm in my office working on a grant or, you know, something intense, I've got on my Ocean Waves music, which I think also serves a dual purpose of keeping people out of my office because
right,
no one wants to walk into that.
Right.
And you've got an event coming up, is that correct?
We do have. Each of the American Senior Buildings does fundraising events to support the Walk to End Alzheimer's, which happens in October every year. And last fall, Harrison Terrace decided to create a event that would be kind of a signature event for our building. It's called Ale After Hours. And again, we tie music into it. It is a craft beer, music, food, and art event.
I love this.
So
when is this happening?
It's April 24th. It's a Thursday evening.
Okay.
The event time is from 6 to 10 p.m. And Midland Art and Antiques Market generously hosts our event for us. So it's a great venue. If people aren't familiar with that venue, it's a great place to...
This is the one right
off of
east
the highway.
Of downtown.
Mm-hmm. Right at the intersection of Michigan and where the highway passes by. So it's an easy event, you know, easy venue to get to, you know, lots of parking. Parking's free. Our band this time is the Wombleys.
Okay.
So it's a great band with a big following. They play around town at a lot of different events. We have Sun King Beer, Flat 12 Beer, Upland and Triton Beer.
You had me at Sun King.
And we had some, you know, generous sponsorships from the local breweries in, you know, helping us support the event. Food is available. Wine is available for purchase also.
How much are tickets?
Admission tickets are $10 at the door.
I think they need to be higher. This is a fundraiser, people.
And
you always accept extra donations,
right?
Though,
extra donations are great. $10 at the door, and then food and drink tickets are available for $5 each. And you know, each drink or food item is one ticket. So it really, it's not, you know, and it's not a huge investment to come out and have a great time. We have VIP ticket packages available. For $50, you will get two admission tickets and 10 food and drink tickets. So it's a way to, you know, save a little bit of money, bring a friend. We've had a lot of excitement generated, you know, by announcing that we're doing this event for the second time. Had some offices say, you know, we're bringing our whole office. You know, we're just going to go and have a fun night out. One of the most fascinating things about our event last October was it really is an event for everyone. We had, it is a 21 and older event, naturally, you know, because of the nature of the event. But, you know, we had, you know, young 20-year-olds, you know, through, you know, 60-year-olds just come and enjoy the music, the food, the beer, the wine, and browsing through Midland. So
you get access to the entire building?
Yes.
You can spend
hours there, and Midland closes at 6, so it truly is an after hour, you know, event. So
how many people are you hoping to have attend?
We would love to have 200. So
okay.
That's our goal. Tickets are available by contacting us at Harrison Terrace. The phone number is area code 317-353-6270. Or they are also available at Midland Art and Antiques, which is at 907 East Michigan Street. And Midland is also able to run a credit card. So, and credit cards will be accepted that evening. We'll be able to run credit cards too.
What excites you about this event?
Just the energy of the event. It's so great to see so many different people. And, you know, when you have, you know, a bunch of college students, you know, coming and supporting an event, and, you know, they're happy to do it. But it's a great way, you know, twofold, to just come and have fun with your friends, your family, and support a great cause. So Harrison Terrace is an entire memory care facility. So we love being able, you know, to tie in a great event, you know, to a cause that really supports our residents and, you know, working on solutions to minimize the impact the disease might have on people in the future.
Right. Speaking of Harrison Terrace, we don't want to overlook this. Where are you located?
We're located near 21st and Shadeland. Our address is 1924 Wellesley Boulevard.
And if someone wanted to get a hold of you, they can stop by at any time,
they
or they can go onto your
any
website?
Time. They can go to the website, ASCseniorcare.com, and then / Harrison Terrace.
Last question, Terry. If I want to bring my loved one, if I have a loved one who might be living with a diagnosis, can I bring my loved one with me?
Sure. The event's open to everyone.
Who better to understand some limitations we might have than you, right?
Right.
Terry House from Harrison Terrace, thank you so much for being here. And thank you to American Senior Communities for everything you do.
Thanks so much, Tina.
For Caregiver Crossing and for the community. If you want to get a hold of Terry for tickets, you can call 317-353-6270, or you can go to Midland Art at 907 East Michigan Street, and you can pick up tickets there. So, Terry, we wish you the best with this event, and we hope to see 200-plus people out there.
All right, that'll be great. Thanks so much, Tina.
Thank you all for joining us here on Caregiver Crossing. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right here on 93 WIBC.